One of the most popular creatures that you see in the horror genre nowadays are zombies. In fact, it's probably the most popular horror genre these days, as we see movies such as World War Z, Night of the Living Dead, and shows as The Walking Dead. But what are zombies, and where does the legend come from? Undead creatures with flesh falling off their bodies, and in some cases, coming after your brain. Sometimes they're created through strange viruses due to a secret government project. Whatever storyline you like for zombies are one of the most fun and most terrifying creatures in today's modern folklore. We'll be taking a look into a little bit of the history of the zombie and its growth in the culture today. I am your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim, and this is the Land of the Shadow People. Welcome back to the Land of the Shadow People podcast. I'm glad you're able to join me today. If this is your first time, welcome. I hope you stay a while and hit that like button and subscribe and go ahead and share this podcast. And if you're a regular listener, hey, same thing. Hit that like button, subscribe, and share. So with that, let's rock and roll. So today we're going to talk about zombies. Zombies, one of the most probably popular creatures in horror right now, right? Who has not heard of Resident Evil or Night of the Living Dead or World War Z or the hundreds of thousands of films, it seems like, that they're out there about undead animated corpses coming back to life, chasing you down to eat your flesh, and in even some cases turning you into a zombie as well. Usually in modern day folklore, the zombie is brought to life through some sort of virus. But the zombie has its own origin in Haitian voodoo tradition. Zombie in the Haitian tradition is a dead body reanimated to life due to the practices of a dark wizard, sorcerer, or witch known as a Bokor, who is an antithesis to the voodoo priest and priestess. These dark sorcerers are essentially outcasts of the voodoo society, but play an integral role because they use the fear of zombification in order to manipulate or get what they want, and in many cases reanimating the body in order to use them as free slave labor. In fact, in many cases, a lot of these dark practitioners were put as heads of slaves in the old slave trade days on plantations in Haiti, in order to keep the fear of zombification over the slaves so that they don't want to commit suicide, but to keep working. It is said that in the voodoo religion that the soul essentially has two parts to it, your regular soul in your zombie astral, and it's said that the dark wizard can take that zombie astral and capture it and use it to increase his own spiritual powers or to place it in a specially made and decorated bottle and then sell it to his clients for good luck or for success or for whatever venture they need that kind of potion for. Although on the bright side, according to the voodoo religion, that zombie astral is a temporary state of being and eventually will be recollected by God and is not a permanent loss. It is said that the story of the zombie dates back to the old African religions that are brought forth to the New World due to the slave trade into the New World, and kind of blended itself with Catholicism, and has made itself into popular culture nowadays. Probably one of the closest and best movies to see how the zombie witch doctor and its influence in Haiti really, really works, is I would recommend seeing a movie called The Serpent and the Rainbow, which is a movie loosely based on a true story about a professor who goes out to kind of study some of this stuff and becomes a victim of being a zombie, which is essentially a certain type of poison that is used to give the appearance that the body is actually dead. And it slows the heart rate to where you can't really normally hear what the heart rate is, and it shallows the breathing so much that you can't see the chest raise and lower, and it makes the skin look like it's, well, taking on death. And then the people bury the body, thinking that the person is dead. And then the Bokor, the dark sorcerer, digs up the body, revives it, because he understands that it's not actually dead. It's been put into a very deep catatonic state, but continually feeds the person a low dosage of the poison, which keeps them in that zombified state. Now, the legend of the zombie has obviously spread throughout the culture, especially here in the United States. It is a big genre, right? I mean, when we watch The Walking Dead, or maybe Night of the Living Dead, which was made in 1968, the basic story behind the zombie never really changes, right? It is an undead body that has been brought back to life, although in more of our modern day folklore, instead of the use of magic, it's usually some sort of government conspiracy or some sort of virus that reanimates the body into a mindless, savage primitive that craves, of all things, human flesh, for the most part. And we can see this really portrayed because, quite honestly, I can't go trick-or-treating with my kids, or I can't go down to downtown where the college kids are having wild parties without seeing a handful of zombies here and there, dragging their feet, trying to walk, asking for brains, growling and snarling at you. I mean, it has become one of the greatest horror genres out there, and probably one of the most fearful things. In fact, it plays such a possible reality that even the Pentagon actually has a plan in case of a zombie apocalypse. There is a possibility in their mind of the ability to have animated undead people coming after eating flesh, which kind of makes you wonder, what in the world is the government working on that they have to fear a zombie apocalypse? In fact, we can see the zombie apocalypse really take place all over the place. There are videos out there and books on how to survive a zombie apocalypse. And actually, for poops and giggles, I actually have some shotgun rounds called Zombie Apocalypse, feeding off the whole genre of the fear of a zombie apocalypse. Although some people have jest that that's what the resurrection is going to be in Christianity, is basically a zombie apocalypse, the dead rising from the grave and stuff like that. Although it's not quite like that, but you get the point. There's something fearful about the zombie not being quite dead. In some cases, with the evolution of how the zombie has increased, it has increased its intelligence and its ability to become semi-human, where they can take up jobs, where they can function like they used to in some aspects. I think Shaun of the Dead comes to mind in some of that. But there is something very fearful about the ability to have your body overridden by either dark magic or some sort of chemical or some sort of virus out there that alters your mind and your body just to be a savage. So with that, maybe you'll have a little fun tonight. Watch Night of the Living Dead or maybe World War Z. Or one of my personal favorites, Shaun of the Dead. I actually think that's a great one right there. But that's just me. But I hope you enjoyed this brief little tidbit on talking about zombies. I know it wasn't a very long one, but I encourage you to kind of go ahead and read up on the history of zombies that come from Haitian and its influence in the American, especially the American horror genre. Although I know it's pretty spread across the world. Hopefully, and a zombie apocalypse never ever happens. But just remember, if it does, aim for the head. With that, I bid you farewell. On this side of the veil or the next.